Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro. I love the pet world, and I've got to say, I am so happy. All the different people I meet throughout the pet world have such great stories, so many things that they want to share with the rest of us pet parents, that it is just a blessing and a half. Well, one of those blessings I have online with us, someone who is doing a lot to share a lot of great information on topics as well as people we need to know that we might not know. I want to welcome to the show Karen Bostick from PetsPage.com. Karen, welcome.
Hi. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Now, I want to start off, we'll talk about Pets Page in a second, but let's start with the inspiration behind Pets Page and what really brought you to create it, and that is your beloved dog, Tink.
Yes. My sweet little multitude of Tinks. And he actually got really sick not too long ago with a very serious autoimmune disease. And my family veterinarian did not let me know that today we're fortunate to have many different options for veterinary care with in the form of veterinary specialists. And I found out only about this advanced veterinary care options with only moments left to spare in his life. And luckily, a veterinary internist was able to give Tink the chance to fight for his life. And so I thought that I was an educated pet owner. I even had pet insurance on Tinks. And actually, my father's a veterinarian, so I grew up working in his office. And so I was shocked that I did not have this information. I did not know that advanced veterinary care, was even an option today. And so it was that was my inspiration for it. I realized that something had to be done, in a fun social way to let pet owners know about this information so we can be informed about all the options that are available today when we need to choose veterinary care options for our pets.
Absolutely. Now, Tinks is not just a wonderful, beloved child of yours. Tinks is a internet superstar. Let's talk about, people just really gravitated to the story of Tinks.
Oh, they did. He's got he has an adorable little face, so that helps. But I call him a social pet superstar, where he quickly helped me to spread my mission of creating awareness about veterinary specialty, because he was able to attract in so many different pet lovers. And so through my Facebook pages and Twitter and Pinterest, and now we're on Instagram, as well as, of course, PetSpace.com, we have a following of over 150,000 pet-loving social media lovers as well.
I think it's great, and it's really an important message. As you've pointed out here, this is something that not every pet parent knows and realizes. Just like in the human side of medicine, we have specialists, we have people who really understand specific illnesses. We've now got that in the pet world as well. And that's really critical, because in the pet world, you really need a specialist for some of the things that we're now becoming much more aware of.
Yes, definitely. As in Tink's case, with his immune disease, we were able to get, we were fortunate to be able to, he needed blood transfusions, and I even went to the local human hospital and was able to get a human drug, which was one of the things that finally helped pull him out of his disease.
PetsPage.com, let's talk about that. You've now launched it. What could pet parents expect to find when they go there?
Well, I've created an engaging platform where pet lovers are not only connecting one-on-one with each other, but also with other pet professionals and veterinary specialists and veterinary professionals, and having fun. They're creating pages for their pets, and businesses are creating pro pages. And we've got Tink Shop. He has his very own shop on there where we have the latest and greatest pet products, and also Tink's listings, where pet lovers and pet professionals and pet health organizations are able to post all sorts of pet-related kind of advertisements or listings and kind of posts like that. A lot of interactive features.
Now, I've had a chance to go on the site and look around, and certainly has a lot to offer to us pet parents. But if there was one aspect of it that you were really hoping pet parents would get and understand, what would that be?
Of course, you know, I'll bring it back to my mission of creating awareness about veterinary specialty. I've got now, you know, we just launched in July, but we've got several different, I'm proud to say I've got about many different veterinary specialists that are on there now answering questions and kind of letting people know all the different treatment options that are available for them today, kind of one-on-one. So you can ask a veterinary specialist questions specific to your pet and get some recommendations, get some suggestions for possible treatment options or things to discuss with your local veterinarian.
I love it. Let's make sure our folks know where they can get more information.
And that is petspage.com.
Karen, thank you so much for everything you're doing in the pet world. We really appreciate it. Folks, we are going to be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you need to know about the pet world here on Pet World Insider after a few quick messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.